Utorio is there on the tree. He has left that. This is, of course, of Jagannath. How have you stolen that Utorio of Jagannath? That I went to steal jack fruits with Madhav, and the Madhav has been given good beating, and all those beating causing injury in my back. So I want some medicine to be smeared on my back, Jagannath gave. Then there was a great uproar. What is this Jagannath to? Then he said, he is a very good saint. But we have given beating, then he comes to Madhav, forgive me, pardon me, all these things. Then Madhav saw that so much fame has come to me, I should not stay here any longer. He left Puri, went to Vrindavan, unknowing there.
Telegram is
to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Our activity totally. As such, then it is necessary that we should meet together and find out some way how we can approach to discharge our duty. Our duty towards the people as well as to Swami Maharaj and Gauri Acharya, our Guru Maharaj and Mahaprabhu, etc. Propaganda was taken up first by Guru Maharaj in an organized way, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. His idea was to preach the doctrines of Mahaprabhu in an organized way in India and abroad. And to and he began his work in a humble way. But anyhow, Swami Maharaj, after his departure, did that thing in not only appreciable, but beyond that is success, we find. And now ISKCON perhaps likes to monopolize the thing according to their own standard of thinking. But after Swami Maharaj, some qualified people dissatisfied with their administration, they became indifferent. And so many complaints came to me as the bona fide well-wisher of ISKCON with recognition from Swami Maharaj. And when I differed from them, they gradually withdrew from my sympathy. And at first I told, wait and see how things may come. And I asked them also to take steps that these qualified persons may not go away. But they gave deaf ears to my words. Anyhow, some energetic men came to me and asked to interfere into the matter. And I asked them to go on with some work in a relief life, not in confliction with them. But anyhow, it has come in the position of confliction. If not desired by us, but they think it, that we should not interfere with their activity. But our conscience does not allow to do so. So you are all dissatisfied with their present dealings. To go on in your industrious Guruji's way, and with some help from me, necessary. And so many brilliant workers of this gong, as you were, now you are, you have met together to devise some organized activity independent of ISKCON. How you can go on with the activity of our Gurudev Mahaprabhu and Swami Maharaj. Swami Maharaj avoiding the defect you detect in the ISKCON in more perfect way, harmless way, genuine way, and without as much as possible coming in conflict with them. So you consult together and try to find a common basis of organized activity. I am told that Pramam Swami and the Vira Prakash Swami, they are also invited, and the telegram came that they are coming soon. In the meantime, you consult together and try to evolve how. I have no experience of the world activity, some common sense, but you have practical experience of the activity in the whole of the world. And my moral support is there. I don't like to be entangled practically coming in the committee, the association, but aloof, well-wisher, and a promoter, and my goodwill with you. You consult and important persons, Bhakti Vijay Maharaj, then Akhand Maharaj, Dishkrishna Maharaj, and others also, important persons of high standard. So you may begin your work in a mild way, with God overhead, with heart within, and God overhead.
এই ব্যাপারে এদের চিন্তাধারা কিভাবে তো এই এই বিষয়ে এদের চিন্তাধারা কিভাবে তো করলে হয়
কনসাল্ট ইফ ইউ হ্যাভ কনসাল্টেড অলরেডি
আলোচনা করতে পারেন না
ইউ মে ইন্টিমেট টু মি দ্যাট উই আর থিঙ্কিং দ্যাট উই মে বিগিন ইন দিস ওয়ে দে অক্ষয়ানন্দ মহারাজ হিজ পজিশন ইজ সুপ্রিম ইন দিস সেন্স দ্যাট হিজ সন্ন্যাসী অফ is an old member, and he has got his whole self connection with Swami Maharaj after sannyas, and he has got some respectable position. Bhakti Vijay Jayatirtha Maharaj. He of course already had his very good position, admirable position, but now...
Disgraced man.
But now he is almost a man in the street. But with his simplicity, his capital is his simplicity, his adherence to the truth, to his Guru and the Mahaprabhu, all this, that is his capital. And his strongest personality is Dhritarashtra Maharaj, the most firm. And he started independent movement, perhaps. He's in a positive way. Akhayananda Maharaj was passive. Akhayananda Maharaj's attempt was a passive nature. But he's that of active nature. And so Kirtanananda Maharaj is very much
angry
with Dhritarashtra Maharaj. And he says, I am told that with boot, a kick, he will, by a kick, he will oust him from the fold of his call. So much anger. Have you considered these things? And they have any progress? Aranya Maharaj is a follower of Akhayananda Maharaj. He does not want much active life, but peaceful life is preferred. But Parvat Maharaj is an energetic man. And he wants a specified duty to do in the line of propagation, preaching energy he has got, and the all-round capacity he has got. Anyhow, Dhritarashtra Maharaj has been invited here, and at the cost of his activity there, the valuable activity he was engaged therein, but he has left and come to consider the basis, the foundation, the ways how you can move in your body and to produce more and the greater result in your way. So now the time is very valuable. We have taken away Dhritarashtra Maharaj from his busy field. So we must not lose any time and consider and follow. A committee is necessary. A committee means president, secretary, the office holders, and the acharya, all these things must be considered and try to evolve something. And after forming to a certain extent, you may come to me, I shall hear, and if any modification, any suggestion comes from me for modification, then I will speak out that this is my suggestion. You do it yourself. That is my advice. Akhayananda Maharaj, what do you say?
I am here.
You are here?
Yes. Yes.
You have got important position.
We are only praying for your mercy.
And
we'll try.
You have got appreciation that the higher conception of Mahaprabhu's theology may be taken from door to door. Began by Swami Maharaj your sincere heart is making more progress than the general ISKCON body towards the truth. This is my conception. So how that sort of realization others may take share of that. That sort of responsibility, what you feel within you, I don't know how far. The true conception, proper conception. I am interested that my Guru Maharaj came out with the high standard, and that was begun by Swami Maharaj in a very extensive, wonderful, extensive way. But the proper realization of the truth should be distributed to the people. Radha Govinda Seva. Seva. This gone, according to me, is busy with dollar, diplomacy, and very daring action in the name of devotion and dedication. But the Brahmanic way of approaching the truth, that is of higher conception. This dollars and the other diplomacy, they may be utilized for the purpose. But the more higher basis must be on Brahmanic, on character, realization, truthfulness, all these things. That will have real hold over other theological conception. There are so many theological conceptions in the world, and we have to deal with them, and that cannot be purchased only by money and grandeur. The comparative study of the theology, the ontological aspect, that must be cultivated, and that must be preached throughout the world. That can stand for a long time. By bribe, we cannot capture persons for a long time. But by distributing satisfaction of their inner hankering in the theological and ontological way. So that sort of high literature and reply, answers to their demands, all these things, there must be on paper, on potrikas, on literature and the character backing. And the preachers also will be there. They should have. Jayatrita Maharaj has proved his capacity as a preacher, but only his weakness for the truth has banished him. Ramchandra was banished, though he was the real heir of the throne, but something came between, and Ramchandra was banished. So Jayatrita Maharaj is banished from his throne. Banished mane nirbasito. Ramchandra bolchi ta bujhen na.
Ar bujbo ki kore ami to bolchi ode kache shunu na ami.
Ramchandra jemon nirbasito hoychilen tar singhasan hote samanno shotye diye diyer jonno. Temni Jayatrita Maharaj nirbasito
palaner
jonno. Uni ekhon bishesh palaner jonno ei korchen. So, we being sympathetic to his position, we shall come up with energy to help him, and at the same time to preach the real conception of the truth, theological. That you have understood. You have understood and you have realized. So responsibility with you. Think whether you will try your best to give it to others and how.
You spoke of the Brahmanic qualities and tendencies. So generally we take it that that is non-administrative. The Kshatriya is more concerned with administration. So a problem arises that generally the Brahmins now, those that Brahmanic, they come underneath the Kshatriya.
The background will be of that type, and that will be taken in Kshatriya and the Vaishya way. Dhig valam Kshatriya valam valam Brahma vala valam. That was the saying of Vishyamitra. When he came to fight with Vaishya and failed to do that, then he uttered this. So character, the force of character, the non-attractive nature to the worldly temptation, all these backgrounds are necessary in a preacher. As a Kshatriya Vaishya, they may be prey to the worldly temptation easily. But the Brahmanic characteristic, background, that will save us from the temptation we are in the midst of and we are using for the service of Krishna. So that sort of background, you have some appreciation as a character, adherence to the truth, and taking risk, risk of poverty, just as he did. He prefers renunciation than the enjoyment side, that the money and the grandeur, the organization, he left because he had some faith more for the Brahmanic side, the principle, adherence to the principle at the cost of anything. That is Brahmanic side. That is more attraction towards consciousness than towards material things. More attracted by the beauty of the consciousness, spirituality, than the vaibhava, the materials that are collected in the name of the service of the Lord. Partiality for the spiritual consciousness than the material grandeur, which of course we utilize for the service of the Brahmanic purpose. The Kshatriya Vaishya, they will be submissive to the Brahmanic school, and the Brahmin should connect with the Vaishnava. Brahmananam Shastribhu, Satyajadi Satyajadi Shastribhu, Sarva Vedanta Paraga, Sarva Vedanta Vitkotya Vishnu Bhaktu Vishishyate. We are in connection of the service of the personal truth, Vaishnava. Vaishnava has got, Brahman have got preference for the spirit than the matter, and the Vaishnava, the spirit is personal, super spirit is personal, and we can come in closer connection with him by service. Personal conception of the truth and service for him, these two in Vaishnava. And in Brahmin, the more attraction towards the spirit than the material properties, Brahma. Kshatriya to organize material things under the direction of the Brahmins, to guide the general mass towards spirit, from matter to spirit. And the wish of finance maker, finance giver for that purpose, this Varnashram. Mahaprabhu began from Varnashram with Ramananda Rai, and the living Varnashram step by step went to the highest position. First began with Varnashram, this organized here. The spirit is above matter. The quest of life of everyone may be guided towards that. That neglect matter and they appreciate spirit, soul, consciousness. That is systematically done in Varnashram, in a group that is in an army, the navy, the air force, the land force, in that way, an organized way. That's a march from science to science, from matter to spirit, a mass movement is Varnashram. Then Vaishnava, they have more specified, clear idea about the spirit. The spirit is person. Spirit means person, super person. And we are also major part of spirit, soul. We are also person, super person. Purusha and Purushottama. And then the dedication and this question of service comes in. Comes in a real sense. So Vaishnava. And amongst Vaishnava also there are gradations. Gyanu, Kalmibhav Paritu Haripriyataya Bhakti Jajur Gyanina, Stedbhav Gyanu Vimukta Bhakti Parama, Gyanshunna Bhakti, Rimoi Kanishasthata, Tedbhasta Pashupala Pankajadesha. In this way it is progressing to the highest degree. So now we have met how to form a basis for the propaganda. And by literature and by oral preaching and some other way. You are already in practical connection with preaching life. So you know. And I think, and you also have to understand that the organism will be more liberal, like a federal constitution. Preachers may have their independence as much as possible. You may think, you may say, how you have got some experience, you are faced with the rigid decision of the committee, and you could not appreciate the decision of the committee existing. Necessarily, you find some fault with the this committee administration. So learning something from that, how you can go on with an organized effort. You have to compensate that. Or you like, no, we shall work independently. What will be your consideration now? Our meeting, we want to meet together, but the necessity and the nature of meeting, putting our heads together, that would be In what way? What is your opinion? And you may convey to me, and I may say what I have got to say. On the whole, some sort of unity is necessary to work. That is plain. Cooperation. But the cooperation will be of first nature. That you are to think and form. The Paman Swami and the Vira Prakash, they perhaps may come soon. In the meantime, you make some advance in the formation of the foundation without losing any time, because you have got value of your time in your activity.
So perhaps we should go now and meet.
Huh?
Perhaps we should go now and meet amongst ourselves.
I don't follow.
We can go and meet now together. We may go now and meet.
Yes, you go. You go and you may meet you all in private, privacy, and consult and come to some sort of resolution and tell it to me. That we think for this time we must combine in this way, and we will go on with our activity. Lokananda Maharaj and the Tirthakrishna Maharaj and the Tirthakrishna Maharaj and the
Arunanda
Maharaj.
They
meet together, perhaps in his room or where it will be convenient, and they freely you express your opinion, personal opinion, and come to some resolution. They want to. If you like, here also separately, that side, but that side, or here, I may go in. Everybody should be convenient for you to talk.
The room downstairs.
সকালেও খুব গরম দেখছি, ঘামছে শরীর
আমার।
Began from Karmamishra Bhakti and it went up to Brahma. Took it from a Brahmin, wealthy man, in Prayag, then to Puri Jagannath, the king, from there to Indra, and from Indra to Brahma. Karmamishra. Then next he went to Shiva. And Arad is taken to be the means of this measurement. Devotee Narada is going to Brahma, his father, Guru, and he is beginning to please him according to this class of Sruti in praise of Brahma. Brahma dissatisfies with the praise of Narada. This is the nature of the Vaishnava. They can't tolerate their own praise. They know fully well that praise, it is only due to the Supreme. We have praise because we have got some sort of connection with that Supreme Entity. So they do not like that. They can't relish their own praise. But I am so low, only in coming in connection with so high entity. That's what we were in good position I have called. And if I anyhow take it as my own, then I will be deprived. My faith will be disturbed that I am nothing, everything belongs to my master. So naturally a Vaishnava, he won't like sincerely any praise in him. No, fully. What is good in me, that doesn't belong to me, that is. Yes. Oh, Brahma dissatisfied. What is the obstacle? Decision? You come to please me? Have I not taught you that I am nothing? My master is everything. But still, if you want to discriminate about the devotion, then I am busy in the material, in the visitivity of the material world. But Mahadev, Shiva, is really to be praised. I will find in the Veda also Rudra Sruti. There is Sruti Mantra. Sruti is a lot of for the praise of Mahadev. So he is a great devotee. He has no attack on the work. And he is glad to be in the name of God. The Narayan is there. Here we have His presence is so highly elevated that his sin, that his conscience, they were doing this. I can't. Then Mr. Ram, they have a talk. Mahanayam talk. This is allowed to see the most faithfulness, your devotion, faith, submission towards the highest authority, absolute God's with his Narayana now. But we have nothing. We have temple. Sometimes going to speak in favor of Narayana, sometimes I stand against him and encourage the demons. Something against Vishnu. I think he's not.